Hey, Renegades, welcome to today's episode. We're going to be talking about audiences. Now, the stuff I'm going to cover really briefly is stuff that, you might think this is just pretty intuitive kind of stuff, right? But it's actually super, super important to make sure that you implement correctly, and you want to make sure that you have the right tools to make sure you're implementing it correctly, okay? All right, so anytime we're talking about marketing, the very, very first thing that we want to address is who you are speaking to. This is called your audience, right? So who is that person that has a problem that you can solve? Now, here's the thing. If you start thinking about it, you start thinking that there are tons and tons and tons of audiences out there, and there's a lot of different people out there. So what I want to do is just break it down so it's pretty simple for you, okay? So audience A, we break them up into A, B, and C. So audience A is somebody that knows they have a problem and knows that you can solve it for them, okay? So these are people that are generally your past clients. They're your referral partners. They're people that are already in their sphere. And most of them are looking for solutions right now. So we call those people the today money. Anybody that is looking for a transaction today. Now, side note on this, most of the time, most marketing is really targeted for today money. And if you think about it, if you take the span of a year, how many people in that span of a year are actually sitting inside of that window of today money? Well, it's usually a pretty small percentage, right? So in our industry, we have a very long sales cycle. Let me tell you what I mean. Let's say that your audience, your A audience, people that know you and know they have a problem and know that you can solve that problem for them, right? Those people, in the span of, let's say you take 1,000 of those, how many of those people, those 1,000, would need your help today, right? So it might be a really small number. It might be anywhere from 1 to 5, maybe 6, right? Not that many. Now, if you take that 1,000 people and you stretch it across the entire year, how many people in that audience would be ready to have you help them? Well, now that number might scoot up to 50 or 60, right? That sort of thing. So there's a lot more people in the tomorrow category than there is in the today category. So you want to make sure that your marketing stays consistent to help get the people that need your help into your circle when they're ready. And in our business, remember, our sales cycle is really long. So if we ran a deli, if you and I were running a deli together, then guess what? Almost everybody is today money all the time. Why? Well, the sales cycle is really short. Here's what I'm talking about. If you are, I know by noon you're gonna be hungry and it's gonna be time for lunch, right? So I know I got a shot at getting you in my deli at lunchtime. But if you don't come in today, then I might have a shot tomorrow. And then if you don't come in tomorrow, I'll have a shot the next day, right? So a deli has a much shorter sales cycle because of how, obviously, you know, the market is seeking that particular solution. And that was a long way of saying seeking the solution of having lunch, which is a great solution for most problems, just so you know. If you're having a problem, have lunch. It'll help you solve it. Anyway, but in the mortgage space and the real estate space, that sales cycle is much, much, much longer, right? So if you don't get somebody who is ready to strike today, then you're probably not going to get them for a long time again. However, just remember that there's way more tomorrow money than there is today money. So that's kind of a tangent. Okay, but B, our B audience are people that know you solve a problem, but they may not know that they have that problem. Okay, and then the C audience are people that don't know they have the problem and don't know you at all, right? So the interesting thing is that the consistent business comes from audience A, and the scaling, the true scaling, comes from audiences B and C. Now, how we segment our marketing and how we segment our message could be totally different based on the audience that we're talking to. So list segmentation is really, really important. For example, if you are using a Google Sheet and you've just got your different lists of people on your Google Sheet, who do you have on there? You've got referral partners, you've got clients in progress, you've got past clients, you've got other people, right? And the reason why you segment them out is because you know your communication is going to be different with each one of those segments. So if you can apply that across the board with your marketing messages to bring in new clients, then that is going to help you a lot. So here's what I mean. Somebody who's an A customer today is going to get a different message than somebody who's a C lead, right? So how do you segment these? What's the very best way? Well, this is why we deploy True Partner AI in our business. This is why we use True Partner AI and deploy it in your business as well, because it has an incredible ability to not just segment the people where they're at, but also segment the messages that, where they get their messages. There we go, said that right. So for example, if I'm running a campaign on Facebook and I'm running that campaign for, let's say, zero down USDA loans. Let's call it zero down USDA loans. This campaign that's driving leads, these leads that are coming in through a Facebook lead generation campaign are going to be a fundamentally different group of people that then come in from referral partners, right? So because those referral partner leads are better leads. They generally close sooner, they stick with you, where some of these other leads need a lot more nurturing. So these people that come in that are referred or past clients, they've kind of already gone on a date with you, if you can think about it that way, right? So a past client that's coming in for repeat business, they've already gone on a date with you, they've already signed the contract, if you will, and they're ready to do it again because they know, like, and trust you. So referral partner referrals are like a date where you got set up, right? So you got recommended. So you have a little bit of nurturing to do there, but still it's somebody that knows, likes, and trusts you and gives you that really, really great, what do you call it? Gosh, I can't remember. It's not referral, review. Gosh, the word slipped my mind. That's okay. It doesn't matter. You get it. So that's how that works. But the leads that are coming in from Facebook or cold traffic, well, those are going to take a little bit more nurturing. You might have to have those in more of a nurturing sequence along the way. So your CRM platform needs to be able to handle this. And now think about this. Not only does it need to be able to handle where they came from and where they're going and the organization, but it also needs to be able to handle how to communicate with them out on their channels. So again, this is why we use True Partner AI, because if a lead comes in from Facebook, say Facebook Messenger lead, well, True Partner AI can communicate with them on Facebook Messenger and continue to nurture them on Facebook Messenger and gather more data from them. If I get a lead from a referral partner, well, that's gonna go in a totally separate category, and now I can use True Partner AI to continue to communicate with them through texts and email and phone calls and things like that, right? So list segmentation is super, super important because it helps you craft your offer. Remember, it always just comes back to making offers to the right people at the right time. So the more offers you make, the more customers you're gonna get. That's just how it is. So we wanna make as many offers as we can out there to the right people. And when you get that list segmentation helping you out, it's gonna help you a ton, okay? So your mission today is this. Think about your audience, a audience or an audience, if I'm being grammatically correct. If you think of an audience, and it could be as simple as referral partners that I already know, then craft a message for them. Could be very simple, like, you are awesome, thanks for working with me, and then send that message out, okay? Now you're gonna be sending different messages to different people depending on the audience, but again, I just want you to start thinking in terms of the audience, what their needs are, and how to get that message out. Now, if you're needing this type of organization in your business, then don't forget to click the link below. We can get True Partner AI, which is built on the incredible high-level platform. We can get True Partner AI set up in your business and get your marketing rolling too. Okay, hope that helps. Talk to you soon.